During the 60s and 70s, John Simon was a record producer with such hits as Music from the Big Pink by The Band, Cheap Thrills by Big Brother and the Holding Company, and Child is Father to the Man by Blood, Sweat, and Tears. He also made his own solo albums. His first, from 1970, has been reissued, and critic Milo Miles has a review.
When John Simon set out to make a solo record in 1970, he had a platinum Rolodex to draw on. John Simon's album, as it was called, featured players like Rick Danko and Richard Manuel from The Band, Leon Russell, guitarist John Hall, and members of Derek and the Dominoes. Not surprisingly, the tunes on the album suggested several of Simon's clients, such as The Band and Simon and Garfunkel. But Simon combined a sharp feel for 60s pop and rock with a range of musical interests that's almost unheard of today. Born in 1941 in Norfolk, Connecticut, Simon played piano from age 4 and led jazz bands in high school and college. He also showed a deep and abiding appreciation for Broadway numbers and the Great American Songbook. Simon has mentioned Hoagy Carmichael as a special favorite. The perception at the time was that pre-rock and soul styles had never been further away from pop hipness. But the Beatles and Beach Boys were always sneaking in pre-rock references, and Simon was already adept at it when he produced Simon and Garfunkel's Fakin' It in 1967. Plus, the characters in John Simon's album were total moderns, misfits and dreamers with their youth battered by tumultuous times. Still trying to remain hopeful, whether they were the motorcycle man, or the fool dressed in velvet, or bruised, wistful Annie.
And Annie looks down at the city street, the tempted off her husband, down past her several children playing in the sun. And Annie walks over to a magazine that's old. She's going through.
Simon's alignment of styles was hard to maintain. Even on his second solo album, Journey, the playing had become slickly jazzy, dreamlike characters become merely whimsical, and his delicate alienation slid towards sentimentality. Simon still makes the occasional album for his Japanese cult following, but they are very, well, comfortable and content works. He did arrange and produce one recent record I recommend, the charming and low-key Hoagy Land from 2000. It features jaunty arrangements of Carmichael tunes sung by John Sebastian, Steve Forbert, and others. Come to think of it, though, the old John Simon's album debut is just as timeless. It's an album Hoagy Carmichael might have made if he'd been in his prime in 1970.
Milo Miles reviewed John Simon's album, which has been reissued.